Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. We are lucky with the weather today, aren't we?
Yes, this family outing was planned long ago. And at last it's warm and sunny. Even the animals look somehow pleased and happy.
Do you think they can feel happy in their enclosures when crowds of people are watching them?
Stop it! I don't approve of keeping animals out of their natural environments. But we're here to educate the kids, to show them the wild animals. And where are the kids, by the way?
Don't worry. They are there, buying their ice cream. Dialogue B.
Oh, he is so cute. I've always wanted to have a kitten.
Our parrot seems to think otherwise. He looks worried and hasn't eaten anything since morning.
No, don't say that. The cat and the birds will be very good friends, I'm sure. We can put the cat's bed right here in the living room. And the parrot can live on the terrace for a while, can't he?
No, it's cold there at night. I think we should ask your Aunt Polly for some advice. She is a biology teacher, isn't she?
Oh, yes. She's been working at school for many years already. And she knows everything about animals.
Dialogue C. Oh, this is a nice puppy. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He has refused food since yesterday morning. And he doesn't want to play. My kids are very upset about it.
OK, let me take his temperature. Right, he's running a temperature and it looks like an insect bite. Did you walk him somewhere in the wood or in the park?
We were in the park a few days ago. I collected my kids from school and we enjoyed a long walk in the park, together with the puppy, of course. Why do you ask?
Dialogue D. Anyway, I don't think it was a good idea to take the dog with us.
Why? Look, he's enjoying being out. He's chasing the birds and the butterflies. But he's so clumsy. Even the butterflies don't take him seriously.
But it's not safe for him. He hasn't had all his vaccinations yet. Any school child knows that running in the grass under the trees is not safe for a non-vaccinated puppy.
OK, you are probably right. Let's sit down for a short while on that bench. I'll finish my ice cream and we'll be off.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. We are lucky with the weather today, aren't we?
Yes, this family outing was planned long ago. And at last it's warm and sunny. Even the animals look somehow pleased and happy.
Do you think they can feel happy in their enclosures when crowds of people are watching them?
Stop it! I don't approve of keeping animals out of their natural environments. But we're here to educate the kids, to show them the wild animals. And where are the kids, by the way?
Don't worry. They are there, buying their ice cream. Dialogue B.
Oh, he is so cute. I've always wanted to have a kitten.
Our parrot seems to think otherwise. He looks worried and hasn't eaten anything since morning.
No, don't say that. The cat and the birds will be very good friends, I'm sure. We can put the cat's bed right here in the living room. And the parrot can live on the terrace for a while, can't he?
No, it's cold there at night. I think we should ask your Aunt Polly for some advice. She is a biology teacher, isn't she?
Oh, yes. She's been working at school for many years already. And she knows everything about animals.
Dialogue C. Oh, this is a nice puppy. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He has refused food since yesterday morning. And he doesn't want to play. My kids are very upset about it.
OK, let me take his temperature. Right, he's running a temperature and it looks like an insect bite. Did you walk him somewhere in the wood or in the park?
We were in the park a few days ago. I collected my kids from school and we enjoyed a long walk in the park, together with the puppy, of course. Why do you ask?
Dialogue D. Anyway, I don't think it was a good idea to take the dog with us.
Why? Look, he's enjoying being out. He's chasing the birds and the butterflies, but he's so clumsy. Even the butterflies don't take him seriously.
But it's not safe for him. He hasn't had all his vaccinations yet. Any schoolchild knows that running in the grass under the trees is not safe for a non-vaccinated puppy.
OK, you are probably right. Let's sit down for a short while on that bench. I'll finish my ice cream and we'll be off.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.